Lakeland. Three Lakeland communities are still showing temporary bed reductions at healthcare facilities following another end date extension. In St. Paul, 10 out of 42 acute care beds have been closed for a number of months. Originally, the end date was set at August 31, then was bumped to September 30. Now, the Alberta Health Services, AHS, facility's temporary bed, space reductions map shows an end date of October 31. Dr. Francis Adebayo, the community medical director for St. Paul, says there have been improvements made in the bed situation, but the staff situation has not really improved. Lakeland this week reached out to Alberta Health Services for clarification and an update on the temporary closures in St. Paul and across the Lakeland. An AHS representative was looking into the situation, but a response still had not been received as of October 14. When asked about the current situation in regards to the high number of COVID cases in the area last week, Adebayo said, "Presently as of today, we can admit patients to the hospital, but patients will be swabbed for COVID prior to admission." He confirmed that COVID-positive patients have been airlifted from the local hospital, and 95% are not vaccinated. Similar statistics apply for COVID hospital admissions locally, with more than 90% of patients not being vaccinated. Hence, we will encourage people to go get vaccinated, says Adebayo. This only tell us one thing, that the vaccine is protective. According to the provincial map showing active COVID-19 cases, the County of St. Paul region has 197 active cases, as of the last available update. Not far to the east, the community of Elk Point continues to experience a reduction in services at its emergency department. While the AHS map states the reason is due to no on-site physician coverage, information from the Comfort Clinic in Elk Point states the issue is now due to a nursing shortage. This is not a unique situation to Elk Point, and management is working on this. We hope to have this rectified soon, according to the clinic, last week. At the Cold Lake Healthcare Center, 5 of the 24 acute care beds remain closed, with an end date set at October 31, according to the AHS map. The reasons shown for closures at the St. Paul Healthcare Center and the hospital in Cold Lake are attributed to temporary staff shortage due to vacation, vacancies, ongoing recruitment. At the William J. Cadzo, Lac La Biche Healthcare Center, 8 of its 23 acute care beds had been closed for the same reasons noted for St. Paul and Cold Lake, but appear to have been reopened, according to the provincial map.